The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A six-year-old boy was left inconsolable, that's according to his parents, on a Ryanair Buzz flight from Budapest to Manchester after a woman refused to give up her window seat to the child. The window seat was properly booked by the woman, but it seems the child had the same seat number. Don't know how all of that happened. Anyway, to tell us a bit more, we're joined by Owen Curry, editor of Air and Travel magazine, and by Jan Hogan, columnist with the Irish Times. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, tell us about this narrative where we have two people who feel entitled to the same seat.
Pretty straightforward. They paid the extra to get their allocated seat in Ryanair. Ryanair charged for that. It depends on where in the aircraft you are. Ryan Bandle from Stoke-on-Trent, he wanted to sit at the window. It was pretty important for the family that he had the window seat. And when they arrive, they have their row of three seats, supposedly empty, but there's somebody sitting by the window seat. Now, the next part of it, all of us will identify with, we have a customer with their window seat. The cabin crew get consulted. What's your seat number? Usually somebody's the row before, the row behind. But this woman, actually, the seat number was correct on it. And having got the window seat, she refused to move. So that's what was reported by the Irish Mirror. Mm-hmm. The Ryanair's response has been that this was a technical glitch. And as you said in the intro, very, very hard to imagine how this happened.
Okay, but it does happen. But both parties, it would appear, had paid for the right to a window seat. I'm a bit intrigued that this young child, I don't know how old he was exactly, probably, what was he, three or four, why they didn't board first and therefore claim the window seat before the woman. But that's something that'll obviously come out in the wash. So here we have a situation where the parents are looking for compensation for the stress caused.
Compensation for the stress caused. They have been paid, they've been refunded what they paid. And the compensation for the stress could end up in a legal process. You know, the most likely in the English equivalent of the small claims court. I would imagine Ryanair have already held their hands up and said this is something that happens. Anybody listening to us that has a tech system will know exactly what how much you sometimes things come out of the end of your technology that weren't supposed to happen. And it is very, very rare, Pat. I do an awful lot of flights, as the listeners will know. I think on one occasion in all the years, I've been given the same seat with a boarding card that somebody else had the exact same boarding card. It's a very, very rare occurrence. Ryanair put 3,500 aircraft into the air every day, and it is a subsidiary, but it was in Budapest that it happened. So I don't think I'm sure listeners will come up if it's happened to them, but I don't think it happens very often.
Yeah. The mother, Adie is her name, she said Ryan likes to sit next to the window. It calms him down a bit and he likes to lean his head against the wall. She says, my poor child was crying. People gave him sweets and were so kind. I don't know whether he's on social media at his age, but he might be even more distressed to see that his parents had posted pictures of him for all to see.
There's a lot of, air flying is very, very stressful. And there are a lot of children that will, you know, without very any visibility about them, will require special comforting. So I wouldn't, I'd be reluctant, and I'd say everybody be reluctant to make any call on the, you know, were they overreacting to the fact he didn't get the window seat. If you paid for your window seat, you've obviously made the decision that your child needs this. And the real problem here is, well, there were two problems. The first of all, somebody had the exact a window seat as well. The flight was fully booked. This is the norm at Ryanair. The figures that came out last week show that 95% of those seats are sold on every flight. And that's an average. So you can imagine how fully booked it was. Mm. The cabin crew are then put in a position where they would try to rectify the situation. I know lots of people in my life that if they were on a window seat and they came across a situation like that would give it up readily. But unfortunately, in all of that aircraft, when you had to have three people sitting together and a window seat, It was beyond the power of the cabin crew to rectify.
And the woman who retained the seat she was entitled to, which she had paid for, is now kind of, she's not identified, but she's being pilloried, really.
There was a lot of that. There was a big running story during the summer about somebody, with the saying, why didn't the person beside give up the seat because I wanted to sit? You know, if you pay for your seat, you are entitled. It's on your terms that you give up the seat.
We don't know, by the way, what the attitude was, whether they're, you know, whether tempers got a bit frayed, whether people got a bit overexcited by this conflict in the cabin. So we don't know any of that.
Flying is immensely stressful for some people. And, you know, I've seen lots of situations in aircraft where tempers get frayed, people shout at each other. I think that cabin crew, everyone involved in aviation, has to make allowances for the amount of stress that people are going through, particularly flying with
pilots. Some people like a window seat because they are cocooned there. They will not be disturbed by people going to the loo and so on and so forth. And maybe this woman is thinking, if I move, I'm going to be scourged by the child going to the loo and the husband going to the loo and everybody's stepping over me when all I want to do is put my head down. I'm exhausted, tired. I just want to sleep all the way from Budapest to Manchester. That's what I want to do. And that's what I'm going to do.
Here's the thing, Pat. When a conflict arises, it usually starts at a fairly high level. It can be someone leaning the seat back in front of you. That doesn't happen in Ryanair. It can be somebody asking for a seat. Very often the attitude and how the first question is asked is how it determines the whole argument. And then you reach a stage where one word can drive someone over the edge. And the next thing you have this massive situation. And this is important because I actually think Ireland's cabin crew, and I fly a lot, are some of the best in the world at this. In situations where an American cabin crew or someone with, sort of tired of a long flight,
The interpersonal skills employed by Irish cabin crew.
Both Aer Lingus and Ryanair Irish crew are terrific at this, and I've seen it. My jaw has dropped occasionally when I've seen a situation that was escalating out of control being brought in. There's nothing like an Aer Lingus cabin crew of a certain age who's seen it all, done it all, coming down and calming down every bit of the situation. It's quite a joy to behold when we see it. We needed someone like this in this situation.
All right, Owen, thank you very much for joining us. Jen Hogan, who has travelled with lots of kids, I'm sure, over the years. Jen, what do you make of this narrative?
Yeah, I mean, I think a bit like what Ona said there around the idea of invisible disability, perhaps. Maybe that's what was going on with the little fella who was so upset. But also, it's a really strange thing that an adult wouldn't give up their seat to a really distressed child. I think human nature, for the most part, if you saw somebody really upset, you would give up your seat. So maybe the adult was trying to navigate a situation to give him or her the benefit of the to give her the benefit of the doubt. That maybe there was something going on there. I do think it's really, really hard for parents travelling. And I do think over the years in particular, we've kind of seen increased intolerance towards children and increased intolerance towards parents travelling with children. It is no crack for parents on flights or on any travel if their children are kicking off or if they're crying or if they're distressed.
I understand. We've all been that soldier where a child is maybe has colic or is teething or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, the embarrassment for you as a parent travelling when you know your child is disturbing all of those around them. And, you know, recently I travelled and a child was pretty much bawling all the way across for 2.5 hours or whatever it was. And I could say I was stressed by that and be looking for compo because I was a little bit stressed at the beginning. Then I kind of got used to it. But, you know, all sorts of things stress us when we're travelling, like travelling at the end of the pandemic and there's someone coughing and spluttering and not wearing a mask. When wisdom would suggest they do, that's very stressful for the rest of the passengers. But none of us are lining up to sue the airline.
To sue, and I mean, I suppose common sense has to come into play here. I do have sympathy for the parents, but like you said there, we don't know what the situation was. Maybe tempers were frayed, maybe things became aggressive and heated, you don't know, and maybe things took off from there. But I do have sympathy for parents travelling, and I do think a lot of the time, I mean, we see lots of people and get taken to social media complaining about crying children or cross children or somebody kicking the back of a chair. Yes, I know all those things are terribly annoying. It's par for the course with children sometimes, and no parent wants it, and most parents parents will do their best to try and solve or resolve a situation and calm their child. And I just think that we've over the, and I think it was obvious over the time, the restriction times, how much intolerance for children has increased. Like, we just expected kids to suck it up then. On planes, we just expect children to behave as we want them to behave, without kind of allowing for the fact that they are children, they are young, they are learning the way of the world. Yeah. And
well, here's a text, Jen. People are raising children unable to cope with disappointment. It's storing problems for those kids later in life. Children need to learn that life has disappointments peppered throughout, and that life goes on just fine. Not having a window seat is a perfect opportunity for the child to learn to deal with that. Another one: I'm sorry, but regardless of the circumstances with that Ryanair flight, I'm wondering how this child will cope with life's problems as they arise in the future. The lady who got the seat was right to sit it out, so says Peter. And the other question is, where were they asking the woman to go? Were they going to squash her in the middle seat, or was she going to be the outside and, you know, have the child clambering all over her to get to the loo for the 2.5 hours of the flight? Who knows?
I think your listeners have just confirmed there what I've just said. The lack of tolerance, the lack of understanding, the be resilient as a six-year-old child is really distressed. There's obviously some reason that the parents looked to book that seat. They were trying to make sure this didn't happen. You know, if you have a child upset, he's six, a young, small boy, you know, they didn't want him to be upset any more than the child wanted to be upset. A little bit of empathy, a little bit of understanding, a little bit of compassion goes a long way. And bearing in mind that we were all children once, we have children, we may have children in the future, we need children, you know, that the idea that we would be so intolerant of somebody's feelings or somebody's distress is really disappointing. In saying that, I do understand the woman had paid for a seat, she was entitled to her seat, but just because you're entitled to something, unless you have your own reasons, perhaps it's a nice thing to do to give it up to somebody who is distressed like that and who is upset, and if you can make somebody's life a little bit easier. And I know, yeah, clambering over somebody, but I bet it was no crack sitting beside a crying child the whole time either.
A final one on this. Roshin Razan said, on a Ryanair flight home from Croatia this summer, I was made give up my window seat for a banjo. For health and safety reasons, I was told the banjo had to be strapped in at the window seat. I presume the banjo was paid for because people, particularly expensive instruments, they don't like to put them in the hold. They like to pay for a seat and bring them all the way, like within sight. Anyway, that's from Roisin. Jen, thank you very much for joining us. Jen Hogan, columnist with the Irish Times.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.